Looks like we're in Las Vegas.
Clinton was confident enough about her New York lead to take a gamble today, jetting off to L.A. for fundraisers after a quick game of dominoes in East Harlem. It was not fun and games in Brooklyn last night.
But you didn't answer the question.
I did.
Where Sanders said those fundraisers cloud her judgment.
Do we really feel confident about a candidate saying that she's going to bring change in America when she is so dependent on big money interests? I don't think so.
This is a phony attack. I stood up against the behaviors of the banks when I was a senator. I called them out on their mortgage behavior.
Secretary Clinton called them out. Oh, my goodness. They must have been really crushed by this.
His relentless focus on this issue has gotten traction. In the latest national CBS News poll, 8 in 10 Democrats say special interests have at least some influence on Clinton. But in New York, Wall Street ties are not as big of a liability, and Democrats still see her as far more likely to get things done.
I don't take a backseat to your legislation that you've introduced that you haven't been able to get passed.
Sanders has been pushing Clinton to release transcripts of her Wall Street speeches, but she noted last night that he still hadn't released his tax returns. So today, Scott, he released his 2014 returns and says the 2015 ones will follow soon.